位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And peace be with you all.
感谢主耶稣带领小弟平安啊，从英国还有从多伦多回到温哥华。
And thank God for His guidance that I was able to safely fly back from UK and then to transit Toronto and then come back in Vancouver.
刚刚才下飞机。
And I have just landed.
感谢主还来得及，没有迟到。
And thank God that I could still make it on time.
现在多伦多已经晚上十一点了。
Even though it's already 11 p.m. in Toronto.
对，求主耶稣帮助我，等一下不要讲到睡着。
And may God help me so that I won't fall asleep while I speak.
那我们今天晚上一起学习的题目是用祷告抵抗罪恶。
And the topic tonight is to resist evil with prayer.
我们基督徒一辈子的属灵的天国的道路，最大的困难就是阻挡，就是罪恶。
And the greatest difficulty or challenge in our heavenly journey is the resistance from evil.
我们要奔跑天国路，要去天国。
And on this heavenly journey, our goal is to enter the heaven.
但是魔鬼一直在用世上的罪恶来引诱、来抵挡我们。
But the evil one always uses the world to tempt us.
所以我们在当一个基督徒，我们一定要选择。
So as a Christian, we have to make a choice.
我们要选择到底在神那一边，还是在罪恶那一边。
We have to choose between God or the evil side.
如果我们选择跟罪恶同一边
，If we decided to align with the evil one,
我们就在抵挡神。
That means that we are going against God.
抵挡圣灵。
And going against the Holy Spirit.
会惹神的愤怒。
And that will cause God to be angry.
如果我们站在神那一边。
But if we stand on the side of God,
我们就要整天来对抗在我们身边出现的罪恶。
Then we have to resist the evil every day around us.
这个是一个属灵的征战。
And this is the spiritual battle.
有人输了，他就灵命都没有了。
If someone loses the battle, then they will lose the spiritual life.
如果我们不要输，要整天要学习抵抗。
If we don't want to lose, then every day we have to learn how to resist the evil.
但是我们人是血肉的身体来做的。
But since that our body is made by the physical flesh,
靠我们自己来抵抗属灵的恶魔、魔鬼那种罪恶是没有办法。
If you just rely on yourself and try to resist the evil, that cannot be lost for a long time.
那我们一定要靠神。
That's why we have to rely on God.
靠神的意思就是要靠祷告。
To rely on God means that you have to rely on prayer.
我们每天祷告。
Every day we pray.
为很多事情祷告。
We pray for a lot of things.
但是我们很少集中于对付我们身边的罪恶。
But we hardly pray or focus on the things that is the evil things that is around us.
甚至对付我们里面的罪。
Or even we hardly pray that tackle the evil the sin in us.
所以我们一直有很多罪，一直有很多骄傲在我们里面。
So that's why we have a lot of sins and a lot of pride in us.
所以圣经有告诉我们。
That's why the Bible tells us.
我们今天用大卫的他的一些祷告。
And today we'll use the prayer of David.
来看一看他到底怎么样用祷告来对付身边的罪恶。
And how David uses used prayer to go against or resist the evil around him.
有几个层次。
And there are a few levels.
第一个层次就是先要认罪悔改。
And the first step or first level is to repent.
我们看诗篇的三十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 32.
第一节。
Psalm 32, verse 1.
诗篇三十二篇第一节。三十二篇第一节。
Psalm 32, verse 1.
三十二篇第一节。Psalm 赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
First one, blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
第二节，凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Two, blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit.
第三节，我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日爱坑而骨头枯干。
Verse three, when I kept silence, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long.
黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me; my strength was sapped as in the heat of summer.
这位大卫他自己的体验。
And this is the experience of David.
大卫说：“得神赦免其罪过的这个人是有福气的。”
David said, blessed is he whose transgressions are given."
我们基督徒常说神的福气到底是什么
？And as Christians, we always talk about the blessings of God, but what are they?
身体健康吗
？Is it just a healthy body?
赚到钱吗
？Is it a fortune?
这也是一个福气。
These are all blessings from God.
但是真正的福气啊，是神可以赦免我们的罪。
But the true blessings is that God can forgive our transgressions.
因为当神赦免我们的罪的时候，
But because once God forgives us,
我们心里要有平安。
Then we have peace in our hearts.
如果一个人心里没有平安，
If a person does not have peace in our hearts,
住在大房子，他也不会快乐。
Even though he or she live in a big house, but they might not be happy.
吃好吃的也不会开心。
Even though they eat delicious food, but they may not be happy either.
我们要追求的福气就是跟神和好。
So the blessings that we should pursue after is to reconcile with God.
神可以遮盖我们的罪。
So that God can cover our sins.
但是问题是，今天我们人常常会走错误的方向。
However, as men, we always walk to the wrong direction.
我们不是求神遮盖我们的罪，我们是自己要遮盖自己的罪。
Very often, we do not ask God to cover our sins. Rather, we ourselves cover the sins.
大卫他自己有这种经验。
And this is the experience of David.
他犯罪得罪了神。
He sinned against God.
犯了奸淫。
He committed adultery.
犯罪的一种结果，他只想把它盖住。
And after he committed sin, he wanted to cover up.
不想给人家知道。
He didn't want people to know about it.
结果因为他想要盖住，所以他犯了更多的罪。
The more he wanted to cover his sins, the more sins that he committed.
他很怕别人知道。
He was very afraid that people would know about it.
但是他忘记神早就已经知道了。
But one thing he forgot is that God already knew.
在犯罪的时候，他心里没有平安。
When he committed sin, he had no peace in his heart.
他一直想把它盖住，心里没有平安。
He wanted to cover up his sins, and he had no peace.
第三节说，他不认罪的时候，那内心常常在征战。
And in verse 3, he said, When I kept silent, my bones wasted away.
那个良心责备他。
And his conscience was rebuking him.
但是如果一个人不认罪，他会跟他的良心在辩论。
But if a person did not repent, then he has the conscience will be rebuking him.
所以第四节说，神的手啊，就好像架在他身上一样。
And in verse 4, that's why it says, God's hand was heavy.
睡不好。
He could not sleep well.
心中没有平安。
There was no peace in his heart.
所以一个人如果心中没有平安，
So if there was no peace in a person's heart,
很可能是他还没有对付自己的罪。
Perhaps he or she had not tackled his own sins.
他就不肯承认。
He did not dare to acknowledge his sins.
都是在怪别人。
And they always blame others.
都是怪神。
Or they even blame God.
现在就没有平安了。
And just because of that, they have no peace.
所以大卫的结论就是第五节。
So the conclusion that David had.
我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
In verse 5, Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
这个罪就好像我们的黑影。
The sin, our sin is just like our shadow.
如果我们没有回头看它，
If we do not look back,
不代表它不存在。
That doesn't mean that it does not exist.
其实它一直在存在，一直在跟着我们。
In actual fact, our shadow always follows us.
如果我们不对付它，
If we did not tackle them,
我们是没有办法抵抗它的。
And we have no way to resist them.
要抵抗它的第一步，就是承认有它的存在。
The first step to resist our sin is to acknowledge that they exist.
跟神讲，神啊，我真的有这个软弱。
And we have to admit to God that, Lord, I have this kind of weakness.
我这样做真的是不对的。
And I realized that it was wrong for me to do that.
骄傲的人有一种特性。
And for the proud,
就是他不承认自己的罪。
The proud did not acknowledge the sins.
你再怎么讲，他就说我自己没有犯罪。
And no matter how much you tell him or her, they will just say, I don't have such sins.
都不是我的错。
And they were not my fault.
都是你的错。
They are all your fault.
很可能是你看错。
Or maybe you just mistaken.
也可能是你听错。
Or maybe you heard wrong.
都是不是我的错。
But no matter what, they were not my fault.
在神面前也是这样。
And that's how those people do in front of God.
永远没有平安的。
So they will never have peace.
所以大卫他头脑一转。
So David, he realized.
第五节，神啊，我向你陈明我的罪，陈明。
So in verse 5, he said, I acknowledged my sin to you.
在神面前不要掩盖。
And then he did not cover up his iniquity.
我们每天在神面前就是神啊，你看看我。
So every day we have to ask God, Lord, look at me.
我的软弱，请你赦免。
Please forgive my guilt.
这样才是我们对付罪的第一步。
And this is the first step we should take when we tackle our sins.
那我们看他大卫的体验的第二步。
So let's look at the second level, the second step of David.
除了每天我们一跪在神的面前，要先承认我们的罪。
So besides admitting our sin the first day in our prayer.
我们看这个诗篇的第十九章。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
诗篇的十九章的十九篇的第十二节。
Psalm 19, verse 12.
十二节，谁能知道自己的错事呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
Verse 12. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults.
这是对付罪恶的第二步。
So this is the second step when we have to tackle our sins.
有些事情我们知道自己已经做错了，一定要悔改。
So when we realize that we have done wrong, then we have to repent.
不要执迷不悟，一直走下去。
We should not be stubborn and continue with the wrong.
但是有一些事情啊，我们自己不知道自己错的。
But there are things or there are times that we don't know that we have done wrong.
所以大卫他抵抗罪恶的第二个层次。
So for David, the second level, the second step, the way that he resists evil.
就是求神赦免他那一些隐而未现的错。
David asked God to forgive those hidden sins.
什么叫隐而未现的错呢？
So what are those hidden sins or hidden faults?
有一些罪也不是很明显的。
There are some sins that were not obvious.
很可能是我们自己都不知道我们已经做错了。
Maybe we don't even know we have done wrong.
我们人都很喜欢买保险。
For example, we like to buy insurance.
我们祷告也要买保险。祷告也要买保险呢。
Even when we pray, we have to pray with insurance.
什么叫买保险？
What does it mean with insurance?
第十二节就是买保险。
So in verse 12, it means that it's the insurance.
如果我们只祷告说，神啊，我做错什么，我记得的。但是如果万一你不记得的那些怎么办？
So if you ask God to forgive those the sins that you remember, what about those sins that you don't even remember?
或者是你自己不觉得有错的怎么办？
Or what if you don't know that you or you don't feel that you have sin?
那我们就漏掉了，那忘记悔改了。
It means that we miss out those sins.
不悔改就得不到神的赦免。
And we miss out to ask forgiveness for those sins, and we cannot get forgiveness from God.
因为我们人虽然有时候自己会反省。
And sometimes, as human, we re-examine ourselves.
但是我们是用自己的标准来反省。
But we examine ourselves according to our own standard.
有时候啊，无论你反省几次，还是觉得自己没有错。
A lot of times, regardless how many times you reflect or you examine yourself, but you still feel like you don't have any wrong.
但是在神面前，你早就有亏欠了。
But in front of God, you fall short.
因为你们没有用真理来量自己。
Because we never used the truth. As a standard to measure ourselves.
没有用神的标准来量自己。
We do not use God's standard to measure ourselves.
每次都用自己的标准来量自己，我当然是没有错。
But rather, every time we measure ourselves with our own standards.
我记得好多年之前，有一次跟一位信徒在聊天。
I remember many years ago, I was chatting with a member.
那我聊天当中，我跟他讲了一句话。
So while we were talking, I said this to him.
后来他就不理我了。
And after I said that, he ignored me completely.
后来还听到他在别人面前呢。讲了我很多不好的话。
And then I realized that he actually talked behind me and a lot of bad things about me.
然后呢，有一阵子我也是很伤心。
So there was a while that I felt really sad.
我想我没有做错啊。
I felt that I have done nothing wrong.
我讲那句话是事实啊。
And I said that thing because it was the fact.
他凭什么讨厌我呢？
So how could he hate or doesn't like me?
如果我讲的是事实，那为什么他要怪我呢？
So if I said the fact, the truth, why did he blame me?
我一直想了好几年。
So I've been thinking about it for several years.
一直觉得自己有点委屈。
I always felt that I was being accused.
但是后来读圣经。
But then I read the Bible.
我们看这个哥林多前书的第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3.
哥林多前书的四章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3。
我被你们论断，或者是被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。第四节。
Verse 4。
我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义，但判断我的乃是主。这里保罗告诉我们，在教会里面，也是服侍神的人，或者是我们与人的相处，要有这两种观念。
So in these verses, Paul told us that when we have to interact with other workers at church, we have to understand this concept here.
第一就是被论断的时候，我们怎么办？
And the first is when we're being criticized or judged, what should we do?
被论断当然就是别人批评你了，说你不好了。
So when they judge you, it means that they are criticizing you.
那首先我们要把论断这件事情，被人家批评论断，要把它看成极小的事，就是不要觉得哎呀我受伤了，不要说人家一句话你就受不了了。
So the first thing is, when you're being judged or being criticized, you first have to think that this is not significant.
讲这句话，不想服侍神了。
You should not just being attacked and be discouraged because of what people said to you.
不想来教会了。
Or people said about you, and don't be not feel like coming to church because of that.
把它看得很大，它就会很大。
So if you think that is significant or it's big or it's a big impact to you, then that will really impact you.
如果你把它看得很小，不影响我的信仰，它就不会影响你的信仰。
So if you think that is not that important, then it won't influence your faith.
但是自己也是要反省一下，被论断的时候总是要反省一下。
But if you are being criticized or judged, you should definitely have to re-examine yourself.
如果很多人论断你，你总不能说我是看耶稣了，我不管别人讲什么。
So, but if a lot of people are criticizing you, you should not just say, "Oh, I will just look up on Jesus, and I don't care what people say about me."
保罗就说了，我虽然不觉得自己有错，但是也不代表我对。
So, but Paul here said, even though my conscience is clear, but doesn't mean that it doesn't make me innocent.
我们人有时候就是很简单的话，我没有错就是对。
And sometimes we think very simply, and think that if you are right, it doesn't mean that you are wrong.
You are not wrong. You are right.
If you are not wrong, then it doesn't mean that you are right.
有时候不是那么简单啊。
Sometimes it's not that simple.
你没有错，但是也不一定可以称义。
Even though you may not be at fault, but doesn't mean that you are righteous.
我想想我讲那句话是没有错啊。
And I was thinking about myself. It was not wrong for me to say that.
是事实啊。
Because it was the truth.
但是可能伤害了他的感觉。
But I probably upset him.
他没有办法承受。
He could not take it.
他软弱了。
And he became weak.
啊，我在反省自己。
Then I have to examine myself.
真的，保罗说我们要反省自己。
So that's why Paul said we have to examine ourselves.
一反省，觉得在神面前还是有亏欠。
And once we examine ourselves, then we will feel fallen short in front of God.
所以隐而未现的过错，不一定会马上浮现出来。
So those hidden sins would not be very obvious.
就是说，我们都觉得自己没有错的时候，问题就来了。
And the time when we feel that we are not wrong, then that is where the problem is.
啊，比如说夫妻吵架，为什么会吵架？因为两方面都觉得自己没有错啊。
And for example, if a couple if they are having a fight, why do they have a fight? Because both of them think they are not wrong.
所以就越来越僵了，到最后就吵架了，就分手了，就离婚了。
So and then because of they felt that they have none of them are wrong, so they justthe relationship became worse.
孩子为什么跟父母的关系很差？
Or even for between parent and children.
因为父母或者是孩子都觉得自己没有错。
Because none of them felt that they were wrong.
所以我们祷告的时候有这个方向。
So when they pray, they have to have the same direction.
每天跪在神的面前。
Every day when they kneel in front of God.
主啊，你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
And ask God to show me.The hidden sins.
连我自己还没有知道那些，你都先赦免了。
Even those sins that you don't realize, you have to ask God to forgive those sins.
最好是让我知道。
And the best would be letting me know about those hidden sins.
把我心中的这个死角啊，把它照明，让我不要骄傲，不要硬心。
So even though the darkest corner of my heart, let God to shine upon it, so that we will understand or we will know our hidden sins.
这个是很保险的祷告。
And this is the type of prayer. This is the type of the insurance prayer.
但是这样子还不够。
But that is not good enough.
要抵抗罪恶，还有第三点。
And there is a third point when we have to resist evil.
第十三节，十九篇的第十三节。
In Psalm
篇十九篇十三节。
In Psalm 19:13.
求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪。不用这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。
13. Keep your servants away from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression.
认罪悔改很重要。
So it's very important to repent.
求神赦免那些隐而未现的过错也很重要。
And it's also very important to ask God to forgive those hidden sins.
但是第十三节的祷告又更深一个层次了。
But in verse 13, it brings us to another level.
这里是祷告，是求神拦阻仆人。
Here it says that keep your servants away from willful sins.
就是求失败。
Which means it asked for failure.
我们人都是求成功。
As men, we always ask for success.
读书成功。
We ask for success or good grades in school.
事业成功。
Or success in our career.
我们都不会求失败的。
We will never ask for failure.
但是这里是祷告求失败。
But here in our prayer, it says that we have to ask for prayer.
就是求神拦阻他。
And which means that you ask God to stop it.
为什么这样祷告呢？
And why did God and why did David say such prayer?
因为世人觉得他自己所做的事啊，如果万一是神不喜欢的话。
Because the psalmist they felt that if they did something that is not pleasing in the eyes of God.
那求神帮助他，让他失败，挡住他，不让他成功。
And the psalmist asked God that help me to fail so that I won't do something that is not in your will.
这是个很伟大的祷告。
And this is such a great prayer.
如果一个人走到错误的方向。
If a person walks in the wrong path,
那他失败是更比较好。
And it is better to fail than walking in a wrong path.
哦，我这次去英国。
And this time I went to UK.
认识一个慕道者。
I met a truth seeker.
哦，他们很可怜。
They live in a pitiful life.
这个慕道者，这个先生啊，跟他太太也快差不多要闹离婚了。
And this truth seeker, they were the husband and wife. They were they were having such a bad relationship. They were about to divorce.
因为这个丈夫啊，拼命去赌钱。
And simply because the husband he gambled a lot.
本来家里很有钱呐。
Initially they were well off.
是个大房子。
They owned a huge house.
孩子都去上那个私立学校。
And the children went to private schools.
但是这个先生啊，后来就染上了毒瘾。
But the husband, he was addicted to gambling.
哎，为什么会赌钱呢？
And why did he start gambling?
啊，后来他聊起来，他说我第一次去赌钱的时候，用了10,000英镑，就赢了40,000英镑回来。
And then he told me, the first time I went to gamble, I used 10,000 pounds. And with that 10,000 pounds, I won 40,000 pounds.
哇，很成功啊，很成功啊，赢了很多钱。
And he felt that he was successful because he won a lot of money.
所以他觉得赌钱比做生意还快啊，赚钱还快啊。
So he felt that to gamble makes more money than doing business.
所以他就一直赌下去。
So that's why he couldn't stop gambling.
啊，所以有句话说，输钱就是因为赌赢，赢钱开始的。
And that's why there's a Chinese saying that, you lose money because you want money, you win money to begin with.
如果第一次赌就输光了，那以后就不会赌了。
If the first time you lost all your money, then you wouldn't gamble again.
但是因为他第一次成功了，所以变成后来的失败了。
And just because the first time he succeeded in gambling, that's why he failed at the end.
所以有时候我们做事情，我们要求神帮助我们。
So that's why whenever we do some things, we have to ask God to help us.
但是有时候我们要求神要阻挡我。
But in the same time, we have to ask God to stop us.
如果我这件事情是不对的。
If whatever we're doing now is not right.
这个方向不是神要我走的。
And if the direction we're walking on is not correct in the eyes of God.
或者是我犯罪得罪你了。
Or maybe we sin against God.
啊，请你直接阻挡我，让我知道。
Then we have to ask God to stop us directly or immediately.
在旧约的时代，创世纪第11章记载巴别塔的故事。
And in Genesis chapter 11 talks about the story of the Tower of Babel.
人类要盖一座塔。
And the mankind, they wanted to build a tower.
要塔顶通天。
And this tower will reach the heaven.
这个本来没有什么不好。
Initially, that was not a bad idea.
但是动机不好。
But yet, they had a bad intention.
为什么要这样做？
Because why did they want to do that?
传扬自己的名。
Because they want to glorify the name.
你做任何事情不是荣耀神的，这些事情在神看来就是不好。
So whatever you do, if you don't, you do it with the intention of not glorifying God, then that is not a good thing.
你读书为什么要考第一？如果要荣耀自己，这个就不好。
And even if you study, if you want to become the first place and to glorify yourself, then that is not a good thing.
你进名校赚很多钱，如果为了荣耀自己，这也是不好。
If you enter a well-known school or university just to glorify yourself, and that is not good either.
为了荣耀神就好。
But if you want to do things that to glorify God, then it's good.
那为什么叫巴别塔呢？
So why does it call the Tower of Babel?
巴别塔这个巴别这个意思啊，有这个神的庭院这个字的字音的意思在里面。
And Babel, it has the meaning of a God's courtyard.
他们就是说觉得我们要盖一座塔。
And the people they felt that they have to build a tower.
高到可以到神的庭院了，神打开窗户一看，就哇，你的盖到盖上来了，那么近了。
And the tower will be so tall so that it will reach to the courtyard of God.
但是神说你们要巴别了，那我也给你巴别。
And then God says, since you want to build a tower, then I will let you build it.
巴别的另外一个音的意思就是混乱。
And but another meaning of Babel is confusion.
啊，神圣经说神降临看看你们盖的怎么样。
And that's why God sent us the angel and the spirit to see how the construction.
啊，不用打开窗户看了，根本都还没有盖上来，你还很低了。
Of course, God doesn't need to open the window from the courtyard. It's still so low that it's way beyond sky.
所以神就下去阻挡他们了。
So that's why God sent tried to stop them.
所以他们都没有成功。
And that's why they fail.
因为这件事情不合乎神的旨意。
Because the tower is not according to the God's will.
所以有时候我们在思考一个问题。
So that's why we have to ponder.
我们不要每一件事情都求神帮助。
We should not ask God to help us in everything.
我们要求神阻挡我们。
But rather, we have to ask God to stop us.
如果我做的不合乎神的喜欢的话, 那请你一定要阻挡我。
If whatever we are doing is not in the will of God, then we have to ask God to stop us.
因为有时候我们呢, 头脑里面只想自己, 只想自己的旨意。
Because a lot of times, we just think about what we want to do.
有时候我们心很硬。
And a lot of times, we are very stubborn.
要做一件事情, 我就一定要做到底。
And when we want to do something, we want to do it, do our very best to complete it.
有困难出现, 你还不觉得是神在阻挡你。
Even there could be difficulties, but you don't know or you don't realize that is God's sign.
别人劝你, 也听不进去。
And when other people try to console you,
一直求神,
you don't want to
listen. 神啊, 你一定要给我, 一定要帮我。
But you just keep on praying and ask God to give it to you.
结果自己在得罪神也不知道。
And at the end of the day, you might sin against God and you don't even know.
后来就变成犯大罪了。
And at the end of the day, it could be greatly sin against God.
我们以为自己为神大发热心。
And a lot of times we thought we were being zealous.
啊, 以为自己在遵循神的道理。
And a lot of times we thought we were pursuing the truth.
其实方向走错了。
But in the end, we actually walked to the wrong way.
所以我们祷告要求神拦阻仆人。
So when we pray, we have to ask God to stop us.
主啊, 如果不是你的旨意的话, 你让我失败。
So we have to ask God, if this is not your will, let me fail.
有时候我们做圣工也是这样。
And the same applies to holy work.
有时候开会开很久。
A lot of times we have long meetings.
为什么开会那么久？
Why do you have long meetings at church?
大家都觉得自己对了。
Because everyone thinks that they were right.
大家都爱主。
And everyone loves God.
大家都不退让。
And none of them want to take back.
其实啊, 真理才需要坚持。
But in fact, only the truth we need to persist on.
其他事情不用坚持。
Anything else we don't need to.
所以我们做圣工的时候有这个心态。
So we got to have this kind of attitude when we do holy work.
神啊, 这个工作, 如果你的旨意就带领, 你不是你的旨意你就阻挡, 要我们很清楚。
So we have to ask God, if this is your will, then we'll continue to do it, otherwise we will stop.
那我们的心中就很开阔了。
Then we'll have an open heart.
我们就不会觉得 很不开心,
then we will not feel upset.
也不会因为这样教会有不合同性的问题。
And because of that, there won't be division at church.
啊, 那再来, 除了要求神阻挡之外,
and besides asking God to stop us,
怎么样来抵抗罪恶呢?
How do we resist evil?
我们看那个14节。
Let's read verse
14. 19篇的第14节。
Psalm 19, verse 14.
耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊， 愿我口中的言语，心里的意念， 在你面前蒙悦纳。
Verse 14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
啊, 求神阻挡啊, 这是个消极的部分。
To ask God to stop us is a passive way.
这里求神, 他说神啊, 那你要一定要鉴察我, 看看我的言语, 我心中的意念, 你到底喜不喜欢?
But the other way is to ask God to check, to examine our words and ask God to check our heart and see if He is pleasing with us.
如果我们整天只是想说, 哎呀, 我没有犯罪, 啊, 我就没有做错事, 神会不会生气? 这个是很消极的。
It would be very passive if we just think if I have done anything wrong or if God likes me or not, that's very passive.
我们要正面的, 我们要寻找自己, 神啊, 到底我里面的心思意念, 你到底喜不喜欢?
But rather we have to be active and ask God whether He likes, whether He is pleased with us.
我们看诗篇的139篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 139.
诗篇的139篇。
Psalm 139.
第一节。
First one.
诗篇139篇第一节。
Psalm 139, verse 1.
耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。第二节。
2.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得；你从远处知道我的意念。第三节。
3.
我行路，我躺卧，你都细察；你也深知我一切所行的。第四节。
4.
耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。第五节。
5.
你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。第六节。
6.
这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的；至高，是我不能及的。这几节圣经是 大卫所写的。
And these verses are also written by David.
他有一个祷告。
He had this prayer.
他说：“神啊，求你鉴察我，认识我。
”Oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
这个祷告非常好。
And this kind of prayer is very good.
如果一个人整天都在求神来鉴察他自己。
If a person always asks God to search him,
他所有的罪就会变得很明显。
And all the sins will be very obvious.
今天社会最大的问题是什么？
Today, what is the biggest problem in the society?
大家对罪都变得很麻木。
And it's that everyone is very numb to the sin.
没有感觉。
They don't realize the sins.
因为接触太多了。
Because there are too many in the society.
整天看的电视节目都是讲那些罪的东西。
Even in the TV show, it's all full of sins.
谈论的都是罪恶的东西。
Even the discussion is always on sins.
朋友之间、亲人中间所谈的都是那些事情。
And even relationship between men and women is always sinful.
打电动也是那些事情。
And even when you play games, it's always sinful.
今天我看新闻说那个挪威的那个杀人狂啊，杀了六十几个人的那个被审判。
And I was reading the news, the murderer in Norway, he had killed many people.
有时候很难想象，一个人如果杀了一个人了，已经做了很大的罪，很大的罪恶。
And it's so unimaginable for us because if a person killed one person, it's already such a great sin.
如果有点良心的人呢，应该会因为这样的罪已经觉得很后悔。
If a person has conscience, they will feel very guilty about the sin.
但是那个人被审判，他一点不后悔。
But that person was being judged and he felt no guilt.
他已经杀了六十几个人了。
He had killed for more than 60 people.
他说本来想把整个岛上面的人都杀光。
Initially, he wanted to kill everyone on the island.
想说怎么会有这种人啊。
And think about how could this person think that way?
原来报纸说这个人啊，在杀人之前一年啊，整天打那个杀人的电动玩具，打那 video.
And they realized that this person, the year before he started killing people,
打整整一年。
He played a computer games or TV games, that is, it's a murdering or it's a killing game.
每天就是练习要怎么杀人。
So for the whole year, he was practicing how to kill people.
到最后他真的是很熟练了，那机关枪的扫射啊，弄炸弹啊，就杀了很多人，没有感觉，没有感觉。
And at the end, he just used all these tools to kill people in real life.
当然他自己是心理有问题，但是那些游戏啊，也让他变得很麻木。
And of course, he has problems, but all these games made him had no feeling for life.
为什么现在的年轻人，或整个社会的，不但只是年轻人，淫乱那么厉害
？And think about why is it adultery is so common in the society nowadays?
因为所有的媒体都已经把这种不好的事情把它正常化，大家看得很麻木，没有什么不对啊，本来就这样。
Because the media has neutralized these kind of the adultery act.
你看报纸上面，为什么人的心变得那么邪恶
？And if you read the newspaper, you wonder how come man becomes so evil.
因为人的心里面已经麻木了。
And simply because men's hearts are just neutralized, they don't have the conscience anymore.
但是我们要怎么抵抗罪恶
？But how do we resist evil?
我们每天要求神来鉴察我的内心。
We have to ask God to search our heart every day.
每一个意念。
And every thought.
我们的抵抗罪恶要从意念很细的，从意念开始。
When we resist evil, we have to start from our thoughts.
一个意念跑出来，不应该有的，马上要对付它。
So if we have bad thoughts, then we have to stop immediately.
就好像我们这个草地，春天来了，一个小黄花出来了，马上要把它拔掉，不然的话它变十个。
So just like a field or grass, if it's spring is coming, and then if you see weed growing on the grass, you have to pluck it immediately, otherwise it will non-stop growing.
有时候不知不觉啊，我们的内心对罪变麻木了。
And just like us, our heart would be neutralized by sins.
但是我们要不断的求神帮助我们。
But we have to ask God to help us.
鉴察我，看看我里面有没有不义。
We have to ask God to search us and to find if we have any guilt in us.
你看五十一章诗篇的五十一章。
Let's turn to Psalm 51.
诗篇的五十一章。
Psalm 51.
第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
五十一篇的第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
这是大卫另外一个祷告。
And this is another prayer of David.
他说：“神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。”
First, ten, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
这个是祷告，就最深层次的一个祷告。
And this is the highest level of prayer.
他求神一件事。
He David asked God for one thing.
大卫他求神给他什么？
And what did David ask?
求神为他造清洁的心。
He asked God to create a pure heart.
清洁的心最难得到。
It is the hardest thing to obtain a pure heart.
今天人的心很不清洁。
And today, most people's hearts are not pure.
但是我们要求神给我们造清洁的心。
But we have to ask God to create us a pure heart.
为什么要求神造？
But why do we ask God to create us a pure heart?
因为自己没有力量。
Because we don't have the strength to create one.
自己做不到。
And we cannot do it by ourselves.
你有这个立志, 但是做不出来。
Even though we could be determined, but we cannot do it.
你不靠祷告, 没有办法清洁内心。
Without a prayer, you cannot clear, have a pure heart.
不常常祷告, 就会很喜欢看电视。
If you don't pray often, then you will love watching TV.
电视看多了, 就接受很多垃圾进来。
And the more you watch TV, the more garbage that you receive.
这就是英国。
And this time when I went to UK,
听了一个见证,
I heard this testimony.
有一个传道人去一个家里访问。
And this preacher, he went to a visitation.
看到那个小孩子很单纯的样子。
And he saw this child, and the child seemed to be very innocent.
很可爱。
Very adorable.
半年之后，同一个传道要去这个家庭访问。
And after 6 months, the same preacher went to the same family for visitation.
这个孩子长高了一点，但是那个脸呢完全不一样。
And he saw that the child he grew taller, but the face looked completely different.
怎么不一样？
And what kind of difference?
很不听话的脸。
And it was a disobedient look.
很不开心的脸。
And it was an unhappy face.
传道人就问他爸爸。
So the preacher asked the father.
为什么你孩子这半年，我看他的脸色，看他的表情改变那么多？
And the preacher asked the father, how come in 6 months your child, his expression changed so much?
爸爸说，我也觉得他有点不一样。
And even the father said, I felt that there is a difference as well.
他说，很可能是我每天我就给他看那个打架的电影。
And maybe because every day I let him watch the movie that is it's an action movie.
很多暴力的。
It was a very violent movie.
给他看了半年，他的脸就不一样。
And maybe I let him watch it for 6 months, and now his expression changed.
真的，不喜欢祷告的人就喜欢被世界的东西充满。
It's true. If you don't like prayer, if you're not filled with prayer, then you'll be filled with things from the world.
不是说我们不可以看电视。
It's not that we cannot watch TV at all.
但是如果我们很喜欢看电视。
But if we love watching TV.
很喜欢上网。
And if we love serving on the internet,
很喜欢世界的音乐,
or if we love the music from the world,
我们的心很难清洁,
then it's very hard to clean our hearts.
一个人如果心不清洁的话, 他跪在神的面前, 十分钟都会很久。
So if a person's heart is not pure, it's even though a person kneel down in front of God for 10 minutes, it's still you cannot get a pure heart.
体会不到神啊,
because he or she cannot experience God.
就像一杯水, 很脏的, 很足的, 你看不到底的。
It's just like a cup of water. It's not clear, and you cannot see the bottom.
如果人的心没有什么杂念,
so if a person has a lot of different thoughts,
除了上班啊、下班啊、家庭之外, 思想的就是神的话、神的恩典。
Besides work or family, but everything else is on God.
他一跪下去就可以专心。
Then this person, when he kneel down, he can focus immediately.
打开圣经又读了下去。
And when he opened the Bible, he can understand the Bible.
因为他心很清洁。
Because this person's heart is very pure.
这是靠自己是做不到的。
But you cannot get a pure heart without God.
所以我们要求神帮我们造这一颗清洁的心。
So that's why you have to ask God to create a pure heart.
求神使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And ask God to renew a steadfast spirit within you.
什么叫正直的灵？ 这里中文是翻成小字，是说坚定的灵啊。
What does it mean by a steadfast spirit?
什么叫坚定的灵？
What does it mean by a steadfast spirit?
如果我们的心很清洁,
is that to have a pure heart?
圣灵充满我们,
and to have the Holy Spirit fill us.
我们的心在走天国道路上面做选择的时候很坚定。
It means that we can be very steadfast when we make decisions.
不会摇摆不定。
Then we will not be swaying to the left or to the right.
今天我们的困难就是摇摆不定。
And today, the difficulty that we face is that we sway to the left and right.
参加完灵恩会了, NYTS了就很爱神了, 哦, 爱神三个礼拜。
And then when you attend NYTS, then you will be very focused and you love God for 3 weeks.
我一定要怎样怎样。
And then you determine and want to do this or that.
结果回到世界两个礼拜就要打回原形, 还跌得更惨, 还跌得更惨。
But after 2 weeks, you back to normal.
这个就摇摆不定。
And that means that you're not being steadfast.
来教会一个样子, 在世界有一个样子。
And you have this personality at church and a different personality outside.
每次的励志, 但是每次的失败。
Even though you were determined every time, but you failed every time.
就是没有坚定的灵。
And that is not having a steadfast spirit.
求神, 要求神对付我们的罪恶, 然后有坚定的灵。
So we have to ask God to resist evil, help us to resist evil, and also to give us a steadfast spirit.
哦,
so today we had made a few points.
用祷告来对付罪恶。
And to resist evil with prayer.
第一我们是要承认祂的存在, 承认我们的罪。
So the first thing is to acknowledge our sin.
我们求第二, 求神赦免。 那些隐而未现的过犯。
And secondly, to ask God to forgive the hidden sins.
再来要求神阻挡我们犯任意妄为的罪。
And thirdly is to ask God to stop us from willing sins.
第四要求神鉴察我们的内心。
And fourthly, ask God to search our heart.
最后我们要求神造清洁的心。
And lastly, we have to ask God to create a pure heart for us.
试试看我们把里面清洁。
And try to clean our heart.
现在人很在乎健康啊, 说要吃什么排毒餐啊, 排毒疗程啊,
and nowadays, people focus a lot on the things you eat. They often look at things that is antioxidants.
但是灵性上我们更要排毒。
But in terms of spiritual life, we have to also take in antioxidants.
愿神帮助我们啊。
May God help us.
唱诗406首。
Let's sing hymn 406.